Expanding the borders of your radio, KVSC is live from the Winnipeg Folk Festival in Manitoba. And that was the music of Jim Bryson right there. It was actually a world premiere. And the name of the song was Metal Girls. And that is exclusively heard on KVSC St. Cloud. The first time it's been broadcast, just informed by the artist himself that they are have not released that as of yet. The studio release is planned for October. So KVSC bringing it to you first. And also, in just a little bit, we're shooting for about 10 minutes, we've got the band Hoots and Hellmouth from Pennsylvania is going to be playing a couple of tunes for us. So we're going to send that back to you, and you're going to catch some live music coming up in a little bit, another KVSC exclusive. And but to take us up to that point, we're going to get back into music here on KVSC St. Cloud. It's music from the Ducks.
Nothing much has changed. I know the past is history, but if this really is a brand new game, how come you're looking down on me? Brother, can't you see what the future is bringing? In a world a little bit better, when you fall, don't look for me to blame. You hold the key for the higher you think of me, then the better your world will be. The higher you think of me. Sometimes I think I see a hint of blue. Right now my sky is dark and gray. Just when I think I'm getting through to you, you carry on the same old way. Sister, can't you see that it's just you you're deceiving? All the games you play couldn't stop me believing that you and I are really just the same. A little bit better. When you fall, don't look for me to blame. You hold the key for the higher you think of me, and the better your world will be. The higher you think. For the higher you think of me,
higher you think of me,
the higher you think,
the
of
higher
me.
You think of me.
Better your world will be.
Financial support for today's Diversions program is provided by the Electric Fetus in St. Cloud. The Electric Fetus is located at 5th Avenue South, downtown St. Cloud, and features jewelry, incense, clothing, and gifts. KVSC thanks the Electric Fetus for their continued support of Diversions on 88.1 FM.
All right, we're live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Definitely live this time. We have live music to bring to you via the airwaves. We have the band Sin Hellmouth from Pennsylvania, and they're going to play some fiery good tunes for us. We've got them all mic'd up and ready to go. So whenever you guys are ready, we're going to hear some live music, and then we'll also chat with them to follow. So go ahead with a selection.
All right. This one's called What Good Are Plowshares If We Use Them Like Swords?
Applause in the background.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're very nice.
Yeah. Some fiery good stuff. Fiery good stuff. All right. So you guys want to play another one, and then we'll do some chatting?
Sure.
Yeah, excellent tune.
Thanks. Here's one that's not on any of our recordings, so it's an exclusive for KVSC.
Oh, great. great. Perfect.
It's called Antebellum Tree. Every day, just a little after 5 o'clock, even in beginning every block, sun don't look as hot as it did earlier in the day. Neither do you ride, and that's okay. As long as you stay here, and fit the needle as a thread, happy with that hole in your head, loving your life with the dead and dying day. Hey, 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 hey. I'm beginning to think it wasn't quite ready to say that. Maybe I won't ever be ready to say that. Stages in the background. It's nice. Cool.
I think we do have time for one more. I don't know if you guys want to play one more. Throw one more in before we have a chat.
Sure.
We got some extra time now, so.
Okay. Play something off of this record we're holding in front of us.
Yeah, this is the Holy Open Secret. This is your latest, right?
It is, yeah. It's about a year old now, but it's our latest for sure.
Yeah, we've been playing some of this on the radio, so we
Thanks
will get to some of that after the interview also. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Any suggestions, y'all?
Nothing's jumping out of me.
Yeah.
I do know all those songs, though.
I'm pretty familiar with the repertoire. Good I Know You Now?
Sure.
It's an older, off the first one. First record there. So I imagine you'll probably play some off of this new record here, so maybe a little different taste. The city is lost, all its angles. The streets are all a tang. Mess of endless self-restriction. Well, they're carving out this negative space. Let the black let you to put your face. Tell all about the good I know you know. In your eyes, good I know you know. And in your mouth, well, it's the good I know.
Music from Boots and Hellmouth, brought to you directly from the Winnipeg Folk Festival via KVSC. And we're going to take a short break, and then we'll exchange some words with Hoots and Hellmouth. So we'll be back, expanding your borders from KVSC, right after this.
Broadcast from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, supported by the Granite City Folk Society and Bo Diddley's Pub and Deli. Tickets and information on the Granite City Folk Society are available at granitecityfolk.org. Bo Diddley's is located at 6th Avenue and Division Street in downtown St. Cloud and on College Avenue in St. Joseph. The Granite City Folk Society will kick off its fall season by hosting East Coast folk legend Cheryl Wheeler at Bo Diddley's on September 26th.
KVSC's live broadcast from the Winnipeg Folk Festival is supported by The Local Blend in St. Joseph. Located on Minnesota Street, The Local Blend is a locally owned and operated coffee shop and wine bar, offering a variety of sandwiches, organic salads, soups, and baked goods made daily. Open mic nights are hosted every Tuesday, and live music is performed every weekend. Event schedules and information are available at www.thelocalblend.net. Thanks to The Local Blend for supporting KVSC.
Sound.
are back. KBSC expanding the borders of your radio. We're live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and we just heard a few tunes from Hoots and Hellmouth. Three live songs. Thank you, guys. And one recorded from your album. And what was the name of the tune that we just heard?
That was One on Nothing.
Oh, okay. One on Nothing, yep.
From the first record, yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And obviously a message in your music to be heard. And caught a bit of your guys' daytime show a little bit earlier today. It was very good stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Very heartfelt stuff. So, could you talk a little bit about your music? Like, what inspires you to write? And, you know, maybe some of the messages behind it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no... I wouldn't say that there's a message per se. Not really one intended to be taken as a public service announcement or anything
right,
like
yeah.
that. You know, it's definitely... You know, I write what's on my heart, what I'm thinking about, and what's you know, either what I'm going through or what I'm observing someone else or going through, or you know, whatever. It's kind of the well that you draw from mm-hmm. when you write. Never with the intention of standing on a soapbox, for sure. But I can see how it could be taken that way. With some of them, it can be a little polemic in their presentation sometimes. But yeah, I mean. The message is whatever you want to take away from it, you know. And there's nothing hidden in there, and there's no agenda per se. It's kind of writing what I'm thinking,
cool.
essentially. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, as far as what's inspiring me to write, it could be absolutely anything.
Mm-hmm. And the song you played, the song "What Good Are Plowshares If We Use Them Like Swords."
Mm-hmm.
So what's the meaning behind that one? I was kind of curious.
That's yeah, it's sort of it takes these aphorisms, you know, based on traditionally held values, and sort of turns it inside out. You know, within the biblical reference of you know beating our swords into plowshares,
mm-hmm.
and you know the verses address a variety of values, everything from love to truth to faith, and you know these are all you know. Espoused as being, you know, worthy goals to attain, but sometimes in the pursuit of these goals, the end gets all messed up. You know, like we can be as you know, say that we're pure motivated, but there's a lot behind the scenes sometimes that mm-hmm. turns it around. You know, I don't know. It's just you know, just basically taking a look at how you know how there can be bad in trying to do good. Basically, and you know, just don't take for granted the fact that you're waving the banner of truth or love or faith or you know good. Just be very aware of how it's affecting the people around you and the world around you. You know, it's not always clear cut. There's not always black and white. You know, there's an awful lot of gray area between the two. So,
cool.
That's it.
How are you guys received at the Folk Fest? What's your perception of that?
Seems great.
It's the first time.
The people here are very friendly, very open, and. Did the tweener set last night on the main stage, and that was awesome, playing in front of all those people. It was great.
Cool.
Seemed to be very receptive.
It's the first time to Winnipeg, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Folk Festival.
Yeah, this is the furthest west we've gone in Canada.
So. Oh, okay, right on.
Yeah.
What's the extent of your touring in the U.S.? Are you doing a lot this summer, or?
A fair amount. Summer means festival season, so we do a lot of driving between festivals to get to each place. So we cover a fair amount of ground, but... you know, just to get to all of these far-flung festivals.
Yep.
Play. All of our shows are outdoor for the next, have been and will be for the next couple weeks. It's pretty, it's nice. Nice to get
yeah.
out.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Weather permitting, it's, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, so far we've been lucky in that department, for sure.
How about back home? It's Pennsylvania, which
mm-hmm.
you're from, right? Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
Philly.
Philadelphia, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. So what's the reception there, like a major city, in the as far as like the style of music that you guys perform? And
we've been working on Philly now for a while. We've been together for 5 years, so we, you know, Philly being hometown, the first couple of years it was pretty focused on Philadelphia. Now we don't really play there as often because we're on the road a lot, but we've created a nice little crowd there, and the scene is awesome. There's a lot of really great, I don't want to call it folk acts, because I feel like that sort of short shrifts them in a certain way, you know, because they're very, you know, very modern in their presentation, but there's a lot of really great music being made in Philadelphia right now, so it's a lot more acoustic than you would suspect, being a Yankee metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. And have you had a chance to catch many of the acts at the festival so far? Some favorites that
not,
you guys?
Not yet. We've been running around a lot, you know.
Oh, okay.
Having to move equipment and do all that sort of stuff. So
they've had you busy, huh?
Yeah. The next couple of days, we have a workshop per day, so hopefully that'll allow us to do some exploring.
Oh, cool. Playing with some other artists.
Mm-hmm. I mean, last night we were doing we played between John Hyatt and the Avett Brothers, and that was nice. That was a nice sandwich to be in. Mm-hmm. To be in the middle of. So.
Are you looking forward to the workshop shows? They can maybe be a little intimidating? Or
no, they're a lot of fun. In our experience, the workshops we've done have always yielded some really fun experiments.
Okay, so you've done them at
other festivals. Yeah,
other festivals. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a thing unique to Winnipeg or if other
festivals. No, it's a folk festival thing. You know, you're not going to find it at Bonnaroo.
Right, right.
But folk festivals are that generally do the workshop thing. So we've had a taste of it in the past, and it's been fun so far. And though we've met some of the people that we're going to be playing with the next couple of days, and it seems like it's going to be an awful lot of fun. Especially looking forward to the gospel workshop on Sunday. I think that'll be a righteous way to wake up on Sunday.
Oh, you guys will fit right in.
Yeah, you know.
So if there's a place that people are looking to start with your music, you know, like I would say maybe an album or a collection of music, maybe like on your website, where would you direct people if they were just finding out about Hoots and Hellmouth? This is the first time they've heard the band name and they're impressed with what they've just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you direct them?
I would say if you're online, definitely go to any of the major outlets, iTunes, Amazon, for the physical copies if you so desire. We have a lot of our new stuff, well, some of our new stuff that we're working on now. We're putting up little homemade videos on our website under the Window in the Woodshed section. So that's some newer material, like Antebellum Tree that we played a few songs ago. That's on there. A version of me playing in the van while we're driving up the interstate in Florida, actually. So there's a few of those fun things. But as far as the albums proper, you know, I would definitely say iTunes or Amazon would be a good place to go for that, for sure.
Cool. Do you guys do a lot of writing on the road? Are you pretty... or do you like to just kind of sit and get your influence at home?
Influence is all over the place. So
right.
You know, whenever inspiration strikes, as far as personally writing, yeah, definitely do a lot of writing on the road. As far as the band is concerned, we work on songs more. I think we have the headspace for it. It's a little more comfortable to work on it at home. On the road, you know, you're cooped up in the van for hours, and you get to the place, you load in and sound check, and then you just want to kind of be alone for a few minutes and walk around the block or whatever. So, yeah, working on the road can sometimes be a little crowded, but
certainly
writing occurs all the time. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, any last things you want to throw in? Upcoming performances, things going on, and CDs in the make, possibly?
No, the Woodshed spot on the website is where our new music is going up for now, for the foreseeable future.
Oh, great. Yeah. So just straight to your website. Is it
hootsandhellmouth.com? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hootsandhellmouth.com. Okay, right on.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yep, get your updates that way. And, it's been a pleasure having you guys.
Thanks.
Pleasure hearing your music again, and I'll check you out as the festival proceeds.
Please do.
Yeah. And we're live once again, crossing the borders, expanding the borders of your radio. We're live in Minnesota and broadcasting live from the Winnipeg Folk Festival up in Manitoba. Once again, Hoots and Hellmouth, we're going to go back into some music, and we will be back shortly.
Hi.
Caboclo, Fabricão, Espreitinho do Carnaval, ele se prepara. Prepara aquela dose mal criada, aquela dose brava. Fica os três dias, é um azul que o caboclo te lança. Brincadeira só no nome. Caboclo velho no meio da madrugada.
Complicado, hay mucho que hacer de este lado. Curar a gente se está quemando. Salir a la calle, aunque sea gritando. Llorar los muertos se van amontonando.
son nuestros lujos, ven a celebrarlo. Saber quiénes son los que están pisando y decirles que no van ganando, porque estoy contigo, puedo soportarlo. Me dices tranquilo, lo solucionamos. Después de dos días sin ver ningún barco, no eran amigos, la policía me estaba apuntando. Por nacer y vivir en el sitio equivocado. Por nacer y vivir en el sitio equivocado, 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 equivocado. Quiénes son los que están pisando y decirles que no van ganando. Y yo no puedo más, y yo no puedo más.
Once again, expanding the borders of your radio from the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Mike Chouinard and Wayne Bergeson, and we just heard the music of De Pedro right there, who is playing today, I believe. He probably just wrapped up his show, actually, his concert.
I think so.
And we heard the song Equivocado, which means mistaken. And before that, we had, De Pedro, you probably want a little background info. He is one of the lead members of Calexico, who I believe are now disbanded. De Pedro is from Spain originally, so he is now back there, I believe, and doing his work. Before that, we heard from Andrew Bird with Imitosis. Andrew Bird is wrapping up the whole event here at Winnipeg Folk Festival. And before Andrew Bird, we heard from DJ Dolores from Brazil with Azuque. And we're live internationally right now. Lots of incredible things going on in the show. I hope people had tuned in for the last hour and a half or 2 hours or so, because there's just been an outstanding slew of artists coming our way.
It's been an interesting ballet, really, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been coming up here for many, many years, and the staff that is in charge of the media tent have always tried to do this to me at least one day, where they make sure that it's just all lined up to see if I can, just recording the interviews and be able to keep up the speed on, and get the artists in and out, and now that we're doing it live, they're definitely working their hind ends off to make sure everybody's here to see if we can do that ballet of getting the artists out and on for you. Mm-hmm. And then to get this extra special treat that we had from Boots and Hellmouth. I make no reservations about it. I'm completely blown away that just on the drop of a hat, literally the drop of a hat, they were able to put on such a nice performance for us.
Incredible. I mean, one microphone picked up all that. All those different instruments and the subtleties, you know, you have to balance the distance of everybody from the microphone.
Right.
And but yeah, that was an outstanding performance for the capabilities we've got up here.
Yes, and then just being able to sit down and chat for a lengthy period afterwards, you know, and that is the magic. That literally is the magic of radio and the radio at the level that we do it with KVSC. They were impressed with the station and our listeners and the type of music that they enjoy. So they wanted to give us something a little extra special, and they gave us something more than extra special. They gave us phenomenal, and just want to say thank you officially to them.
Yeah.
And thank you to you folks out there listening that have been staying with us for this live from Winnipeg broadcast. You know, because we are expanding the borders of your radio, maybe expanding your knowledge of what radio is and what it should be.
Mm-hmm. What it's capable of.
Yes.
And feel free to visit our website, www.kvsc.org, for all kinds of information. We've got updates on our Facebook coming very soon. We've just been so busy, it's hard to get everything out.
Yes.
We're taking pictures, and we're uploading, and we're broadcasting live and all this stuff. So
actually, we're just having fun.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing.
Definitely. Oh, it's fun. It's a juggle, but it's a ton of fun.
Yes.
Smiling
and
the whole way.
Coming up a little bit later on this early evening, we do have the Waylon Jennings coming your way yet at about 6:45. Between now and then, you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
There might just be somebody else that found out what we're doing and want to be a part of it.
Yeah, they might just peek their head around the corner of the tent, which has happened a couple times so far.
Yeah, and if they do, we're just going to grab them.
Yeah.
You know,
have a seat.
We don't physically accost people, but we kind of let them know that, yes, you can if you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, too, another one of those really special things that happen. And yeah, I do like to mention this. Oscar Brand, who has been a pioneer in folk radio and folk music and doing television with folk music, and that received the Order of the Buffalo Award from the Prime Minister of Manitoba today here up at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and they did a tribute to him.
Oh, wow, the Prime Minister is here.
Yes, the Prime Minister is the one that gave him the award.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, yeah, that's very, very amazing and something that's completely wonderful that he's being recognized. And he's still going strong on stage and on radio. And this is to everybody out there that's younger than 90, that when you feel a little bit down and you don't want to really put your all into it, think of somebody like Oscar Brand, who gives 110% every day into this business or to his craft. And he doesn't complain. He just does it because he loves what he's doing. Or Pete Seeger and that. I mean, he's 90 now.
Oh, yeah. No doubt these guys are inspirations.
They are, or at least inspirations to me. I will never complain again about having to be up at 4:30 in the morning to do, you know, frets on Saturday. Because these guys have been doing it longer than me, and they're just going strong yet. You know, so, I mean, it just inspirational things happen. Or Sam Baker, and he talked a little bit about what happened to him. But he didn't mention the injuries that happened to him. You know, he mentioned that the bomb went off and he was injured. What had happened when that bomb went off on that train, when he got caught up in another country's war, was his throat was destroyed. He wasn't even able to talk. Both his hands were destroyed. You could see, you weren't here to be able to see the stitches and how his fingers were twisted in that. And yes, he did have, you know, the arteries talking about, it was one of the main arteries to his heart was severed. He almost bled to death. And he came back from that. He had the drive and determination to want to share the stories of other people and hardworking people and music and that. I mean, just There's so many inspirational things, mm-hmm. you know, that happen also when you're involved with folk radio and folk music.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, he even mentioned that, you know, that the music is, he just acts as a channel. Feels like yes. the music comes to him and he just got to open it up, open himself up to it, and then yeah. out it pours.
Yeah. And with Sam, it just impressed me that here he has this beautiful, rich story, and he was more wanting to talk about the people behind the scenes here or wherever he's traveled, that he talks about the average person in that and promotes that when he has just as equally compelling a story, mm-hmm. and that's beautiful, you know, that and the artists that are involved in this music and in this festival can't help but re-energize you, or at least they re-energize me, and it makes this a very special thing. And again, with the Waylon Jennies coming up, they're a local Winnipeg group, mm-hmm. and they started out here at the festival, as a matter of fact. These three ladies were asked to be on stage together. They didn't even know what to call themselves at first. And they started out here, and now they're coming back again to do the festival. And they are starting to take the country by storm, you know, and people are really recognizing them. And they had enough to stick with it. Mm-hmm. And stay with it because they have a passion and a love for what they're doing. So they didn't let the low times stop them, you know. So music itself, whether it's folk or anything, it has that power if you let it do it.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's see. Tomorrow we have Hot Tuna will be coming up tomorrow, mm-hmm. and along with the Pines.
That's right.
Yep,
for interviews.
Yeah,
and we're hoping to hear from Atercio Pelados. They mm-hmm. are an international group from South America. They're from Colombia. And hopefully we'll get them on the air as well, see if the time works. You know, I mean, we'll be on air a few hours before Folkfest starts.
Right.
So,
well, we're going to be on at 9 o'clock from 9 till noon tomorrow.
9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. That's
and
right. So tune in, 88.1 FM or via kvsc.org.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yep. And still got an hour left in this show. And once again, the Wheel and Jenny's coming up in about 45 minutes.
Right. And, you know, we know that not all artists want to show up that early in the morning. You know?
Right. Right.
So you might just be stuck with us for the first hour, hour and a half of right. just us doing the chatting and bringing you the music. But later on in the morning, we expect quite a number of folks to stop by. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're listening to 88.1 KVSC St. Cloud, expanding the borders of your radio. Mm-hmm. And how about if we listen, since we were talking about Hot Tuna, how about if we listen to a little bit of music from Hot Tuna? Here's 99 Blues on 88.1.